From KXCV KRNW, it's Now Showing with your host, Patty Hawley.
Good afternoon and thanks for joining us. On this afternoon's program, the Rubidoux Resident Theater in St. Joseph expands beyond community theater. Local museums will be taking part in a nationwide effort to encourage visits to museums, and we'll get a preview of this year's Encore series at Northwest Missouri State University. Stay with us. The Rubidoux Resident Theater in St. Joseph has a variety of venues to present theater productions. Most of the actors in the productions are volunteers from the area, but Executive Director Jeff Haney says this year the organization is expanding beyond community theater.
The main stage is our 30th year anniversary. We've been there for 30 years, and it is going to be the mix of musicals and comedies and dramas there at the Missouri Theater, solely performed at the Missouri. Then we have the Landing series, which is performed at Rubidoux Landing Playhouse, and it is a dinner theater. Now, people do have the option of not doing dinner, but it basically is our dinner theater, and it houses 90 people, so it's an intimate theater. And then we have this year, brand new, is the Bravo series, which is the professional series, and it basically is bringing in professional acts from across the country, and so we give our audience a variety of local talent, but also the professional talent with the Bravo series.
With the main stage and the Landing series, are those local actors, and are they volunteers? Are they paid actors? How does that work?
All of our actors at the main stage and at the Landing are volunteers. Our designers, our directors are all paid. And so, yes, it is a community theater, and that is the arm of our community theater, is the main stage and the Landing, where the professional arm is the Bravo series.
Tell me about some of the performances that were that are coming up this season.
Sure. We're very excited about bringing Disney's High School Musical. It is the most performed musical in the country. At this evening, there'll be over 2,000 companies that will perform High School Musical in this country. And so we think it's time that it be performed in St. Joseph. And our first performance at the Landing will be Always Patsy Cline. It is already beginning to sell very quickly, so it's going to be a popular show, great Midwest show. One woman will play Patsy Cline, singing 22 of her hits, and so it's a great show. So we encourage people to get those tickets early. And then we're going to go back in time with Glenn Miller at the Bravo series. We're so proud to be able to sponsor the show and bring the show back to St. Joseph. It was here 3 years ago. It is one of those shows that will bring In the Mood, Providia, Chattanooga, and all these wonderful songs that people will remember from the 40s and 50s. And so we're glad to bring Glenn Miller back.
When will the Glenn Miller Orchestra be here?
It'll be here September 29th, one night only. The other shows have multiple dates, and so you can make it fit in your schedule a little better. Patsy will be here for 3 weeks, and so that works a lot better for people's schedule. And High School Musical will play for an entire weekend, and so we'd encourage people, you know, to think about that, grab their kids, and come out for a great message for High School Musical.
Are the High School Musical and the Patsy Cline production, are those already in the works? Are you rehearsing for those?
Well, we're in the works in the design area and the directors. So we're busy working on getting the designs finalized. And then with High School Musical, we also are working with our local high schools and in going into their high schools, doing kind of an American Idol, where we will audition at each of the high schools, and then we'll have the main audition back at the Missouri. And so it'll be a week of auditioning, finding those 30 most talented kids in the community, and that will include not only St. Joseph, but the surrounding area. And so we really want to find the 30 most talented kids to celebrate our 30th season and opening that season with High School Musical.
Exciting is that?
It's fun. It's fun. Yeah. And we have the talent. It's just a matter of getting them here. And I think this is the perfect show for them.
Jeff Haney is the executive director for the Rubidoux Resident Theater. He says Always Patsy Cline will run September 25th through October 11th. High School Musical will be October 22nd, 24th, and 25th. More information about the productions and tickets is available on the Rubidoux Resident Theater website at rrtstjoe.org. You can also find a link to that site on our website at kxcv.org. A nationwide effort is working to encourage families to attend their local museums. Lisa Rock is a board member of St. Joseph Museums Incorporated. She says St. Joseph will be taking part in this effort as well.
We have the Smithsonian Days, and that is September 26th. And that is a day that all of the museums in St. Joseph and throughout the nation actually have an open day to the public, where they would like for people to come in and see all the artifacts and such of each one of the museums.
Why is this an important day?
Well, it's a very important day to remember history and to get acquainted with local history, national history, to see the artifacts that the museums have. It's educational. It's a family event. There's a lot of reasons that, you know, we want to have it open, or that it's open for the public.
Who would you like to see attend this event?
Oh, gosh, we'd like to see, we'd love to have families come in. The people that don't normally get to come in to the museums, maybe they have a large family and their budget is on the small side. We would love to have them come in, bring their children for a free fun day. There's going to be lots of children activities, and that's where we are coming in with the flea market. We'd like to attract just lots of the general public is who we'd like to have come in.
Tell me a little bit about the flea market. What is that event, and what will people see when they get here?
The flea market is for the Frederick Street Site Museum that we have, where the Glore Psychiatric Museum is a very high-profile area, and we thought that if we could have a flea market there, that would help attract that many more people that may not otherwise know about the Smithsonian Day. So we are hoping to get those people in to the museum so they can see what we have. A lot of local residents have never even been to the museum, and we're in the top one of Missouri, or we're in Kansas City, we're one of the top 10 museums to see in this area. And so we'd like to get the general public in to see, you know, what we have available and the wonderful artifacts that we have.
So you've mentioned the Glore Museum. Will all of the museums in St. Joe be involved in the Smithsonian Day?
Yes, all of the museums in St. Joseph will be involved with the Smithsonian Day.
As far as the flea market, what types of things will people see there? Will there be organizations from outside, or people from outside of St. Joseph who will bring items there for sale, or what will happen there?
On the flea market itself, we're hoping to have people with quality items for flea markets, something like, for the local people that are familiar with Sparks and White Cloud, items like that, antique items, collectible items, not so much crafts. We're not promoting for crafts, but we're trying to get things that are good, valuable, reusable items that a lot of people like to see. With the economy the way it is today, a lot of people love to go garage sailing or go to flea markets for a bargain.
It's not necessarily historical items, but things...
No, it's not historical items, and nor are there any items in the flea market that are any kind of museum artifacts or donations from the museum. And that's very important. We do not want the public to think that we are selling off artifacts. This is just simply a general flea market that's open to the public. We have 35 spots, and the spots are 10 feet by 15 feet.
Rock says vendors interested in a booth at the flea market can contact the St. Joseph Museum. You can find more information about the event on the KXCV KRNW website at kxcv.org. The Encore Series at Northwest Missouri State University will be presenting 5 performances this season. Angel McAdams Prescott is the Director of Campus Activities at Northwest and the organizer of the Encore events.
The series is actually comes together and selected by a committee made up of faculty and staff members, season ticket holders. We also get student input as well, and find out from really everybody and all of our audiences that we're trying to meet and reach what shows they'd like to have. So this year we will have 5 shows.
What types of shows they're not all musicals or they're not all concerts. So what kinds of shows do you have this year?
Well, every season we try to have a balance of the shows that we bring in. We always try to bring in some sort of dance show. We try to bring in a Broadway production. We try to bring in some sort of symphony or chamber group, some instrumental groups, anything like that. So it's just really a wide variety this year. And we were very fortunate in the shows that we are bringing in that there really is a little bit of something for everybody, I think.
You have a show coming up very soon, September 10th. Can you tell me what that is?
That show is called Intersection, and it is a 3-person chamber group, actually, with a twist. They pride themselves on taking their own pieces and popular pieces and integrating them into classical works as well. So if you like the classics, you're going to enjoy it. But if you like the twist of things and you want to a little bit of excitement to it, you'll also enjoy the show.
So it's not something geared just for the classical music lover?
No, it's going to be upbeat and lively. There will definitely be some pieces that for our classical music lovers, but also be some real upbeat and lively takes on classical music as well.
What other programs do you have coming up?
Well, the rest of our series is in October. Actually, October 14th is Irving Berlin's I Love a Piano, and that is a off-Broadway traveling production, which takes the songs of Irving Berlin and gives a historical retrospective of his songs and the time period in which they were written. A lot of costume changes, a lot of set changes, so a music performance, but with a little Broadway twist there. Street Beat will be on November 2nd, and that is our version of a dance show this year. It will be a dance performance, but with live musicians that are percussionists. So you'll see percussionists that are playing their drums, quote unquote, on trash cans, on plastic containers, really anything you could recycle and make into a drum, they're going to be using it. And then in the spring, our series will start up again on March 9th, in which we'll be bringing in Hairspray. So that is our big Broadway show that we're bringing this year. And then we'll end the series on April 5th with Guy Lombardo's Royal Canadians.
We're in a time of a recession, and you're bringing in kind of luxury items. What do you do to increase the number of people who come in the door?
Well, we really want to make sure that when someone comes to our shows, they're having an experience. It's something that they're really enjoying, the same kinds of experience that they would maybe get to our neighboring big cities. They can get that same experience here in Maryville through the shows that we bring, through some of the amenities that we offer. We do offer valet parking. This year, we'll be offering coat checks during intermission. We offer free refreshments. So there's lots of things that when you come, we want you to feel like you're having an experience. A few other things that we'll be doing as well this year is in the lobby of each one of the shows, we will have some sort of student showcase, whether it's at one of the shows, we're going to do a photography showcase. So we're going to solicit from our students some of their works of art. They're just their photography they've done. Some of our own student musicians, we'll have them playing in the lobby. And for our hairspray show, we're hoping to have the lobby filled with archives from the university of that 1960s time period. So again, when you come and you've spent the money and you've made the time out of your own schedule, you and your family can really enjoy the entire experience.
What are you doing for season ticket holders? Are there special things for them?
For our season ticket holders, one of the benefits is we offer a reception prior to each show, which is just a really nice time for all the season ticket holders to get together. A lot of our season ticket holders have been season ticket holders for a long time and are all friends with each other. So it's a nice time for them to come together, and we offer refreshments, and they really do enjoy that experience. They're also... throughout the course of the whole year, we put in little surprises for them here and there, maybe an opportunity to attend another Northwest event and have VIP seating. There might be an opportunity to meet some cast members before or after a show. We try to keep those a little bit of a secret because then that makes it more fun, but there are definitely fun things happening for them throughout the whole series.
Somebody wanting to become a season ticket holder, what do they have to do?
They can check us out. First, what I recommend is checking us out on our website, our www.nwmissouri.edu/campusactivities. You can get a full view of the lineup and see a little bit more about each show. We have video clips for each performance. And then they can either contact our office and we'll make arrangements to get a check from them, or they can just go directly to the student services desk in the administration building and purchase their tickets that way.
Angel McAdams Prescott is the Director of Campus Activities at Northwest Missouri State University. You can find a link to the Encore website on our website at kxcv.org. Classes have just started at Northwest Missouri State University, and already the faculty are planning on showcasing their talents. This Tuesday, Associate Professor of Music William Richardson will be presenting a trumpet recital.
Charles Badami is one of our piano faculty, and he and I are performing a bunch of trumpet and piano music.
Give me a preview of what we'll hear.
Okay, we're starting out with some Baroque music. Suite in D major by George Friedrich Handel, and then we'll do probably the most overplayed trumpet concerto in the history of the instrument, and always will be, the Concerto in E-flat by Franz Joseph Haydn, and then we're doing some contemporary music, Three Bagatelles by Fischer Tull, who's a Texas composer, and then some French music, Morceau de Concert by André Chaloux, and the Four Variations on a Theme by Domenico Scarlatti by Marcel Biche. So it's a pretty comprehensive deal, and it'll be a lot of fun to perform it. We've had a good time preparing it. So,
school has just started at Northwest. Mm-hmm. Both of you are teachers here.
Right.
Why would you undertake a concert like this at the beginning of a trimester?
Well, actually, the beginning is the best time, because July and August is when I get to practice the most. and probably the most intensely. I just told my trumpet students yesterday that really I do recitals here for three reasons. One is, you know, it's a kind of an important thing for the community. It's also important for the campus community. And then it's important for my students, you know, to hear what a trumpet recital is like, and also to know kind of the preparation that goes into place, you know, doing 45 minutes worth of solo music. And so that's kind of the reason why we do it. And I like to do it early and kind of get it out of the way and have that under my belt before the semester really gets swinging.
I think a lot of times people in the area take our faculty for granted and don't realize the contributions that you make. Not only are you a teacher here at Northwest, but you also play for the St. Joseph Symphony. And you are also a recipient of a Fulbright scholarship that you'll be participating in very soon. Can you tell me a little bit about that, what you'll be doing?
Yeah, for the Fulbright, this was a peer-reviewed application process that basically goes through the U.S. State Department. And I'm going to be teaching at the Jāzeps Vītols Latvian Academy of Music in Riga, Latvia. And we'll be there. My family, Nikki, my wife, and my two daughters, Sarah and Leah, will be living in Riga, the capital city, from basically January through June of this academic year. And so we're really excited about it. The bummer is we're spending January and February in a very, very cold place. So we'll find out if Northwest is in the Maryville area has prepared us for that. I don't know.
How did it come about that you would be going there?
Actually, the Fulbright organization, CIES, is the organization that kind of administers Fulbright, and they have a catalog that they publish every year. And this was, believe it or not, the only brass-specific Fulbright that was offered. They wanted a trumpet or a trombone person, and I applied, and I got the gig. So we're really excited about it, and we're thankful that to have a sabbatical through Northwest for the support that comes with that, and everything. So it'll be a nice, fun experience, a once in a lifetime experience.
What do you hope you come away with from this?
Well, we'll certainly have a different perspective of how people live. I mean, there will be a big cultural difference. Obviously, people speak Latvian in Latvia, and there are a lot of people that speak Russian, about 40% of the population. There will also be, especially for our daughters who are 8 and 5, they haven't lived in a big city before. And so this will be a really new experience. We will not drive an automobile for 5 months. And so lots of public transportation and a lot of walking. I think it'll be good for us. And, obviously professionally, it'll be really interesting to see the way that European students are prepared, this is actually one of the primary conservatories in the country. And so they train a lot of the better orchestral musicians and professional singers that sing in opera within Latvia and the Baltics. So we're really excited about it, and it'll just be a totally different experience and something to kind of recharge the batteries.
William Richardson and Charles Badami will present their trumpet and piano recital Tuesday evening at 8 o'clock in the Charles Johnson Theater on the Northwest campus. The performance is open to the public. Riversong in St. Joseph is rehearsing for its 50th anniversary performance on September 19th. The Sweet Adelines International Chorus is hoping alumni of the group will join in the celebration by performing.
Donna Turk is the marketing coordinator for Riversong.
We're at the point right now where we're thinking, oh my gosh, is this going to be ready in 3 weeks? Yes, it will. Yes, it will. We're blocking and staging the first half of the show, and we're all getting just very excited because it's going to be such a fun show to do, and it's going to be a show that our audience is really going to enjoy.
What do you think that the audience will enjoy most about the program?
It's not going to be typical. It's not a typical show. We're not going to be standing on risers and singing. It will have a storyline. It'll have music to go with it. And we get to do a little bit more than singing. We get to act and just have a lot of fun. And the other part of it is we'll allow our alumni to participate with us in the show, especially in the second half of the show.
How has it worked out trying to get a hold of those alums?
It's harder than we thought. We have done as much advertising as we can put out there to try to bring them. They just need to come and spend 1 hour of rehearsal time with us, which they can do the next three Thursday nights at 7 o'clock or the day of the show at 4 o'clock. 1 hour. And then they can sing with us on stage on the second half of the show. There's three songs. We'll give them learning tracks and the muse sheet music, and it'll be fun. They all sang Sweet Adelines at one time, and they remember what it's like to be up there on the stage and wear a little bit of glitz and smile and have fun and sing, and they should, you know, be able to just really enjoy it.
How many alumni have you heard from so far?
Oh, about a dozen, and we know there are hundreds. We know there are hundreds, 50 years of Riversong. So there are many, many alumni out there from all over Northwest Missouri, and we want all of you to please contact us. Go to our website, www.riversongchorus.com, or email us at riversongchorus@hotmail.com, and we'll get the information to you. Because you are part of this. The alumni are part of this. That's what this 50-year celebration is all about.
Riversong's 50th anniversary performance will be September 19th, beginning at 7 p.m. at the Missouri Theater in downtown St. Joseph. You can find information about these events and links to these and other arts organizations on the KXCV KRNW website at kxcv.org. Please join us again next Thursday. In the meantime, have a great weekend. For KXCV KRNW, I'm Patty Hawley.